Look, look, there comes one of them now. They're coming for you.
Welcome to episode 3 of season 3 of Samwell Sift, Post-Apocalypse Detective. I'm Adrian Parrish, the sound designer for the series. This is a show in a universe that was written for mature audiences. It has profanity, violence, drug use, snide remarks, and outdated perspectives on how to see the world. Listener discretion is forewarned. Maybe don't play this for the kids. Now let's get on with the show.
Fellow Detective Bert Stinson was dead. Morgan Carver, a notorious hooligan from the Carver family, was found dead beside him. Carver had not been back for years, and as soon as he shows up, Nadia Knight comes for my help in finding him. She reminded me of an unreliable narrator I once knew. With a whole lot of nothing for bargaining chips, I decided to make a visit to Ace Gator's mysterious boss, Fat Lobby. I did not like the idea of having to go into the bush, but I didn't have many choices. I left when my guard buddy Ralph was working outtake.
Samwell, good to see.
Well, thanks.
Headed out, huh? Job doesn't come with a vehicle or even horses this time?
Back to the bicycle basics.
Thought you would have forgotten how to ride one of those by now.
Well, you know what riding a bike is like.
Oh, what a lovely day for the exercise. Where are you headed to and for how long, Samwell?
I got a favor this time. How about not putting me in your record books?
You know I'm not supposed to do that.
What if I gave you half a pack of Salem witches?
Well, let me just shut this old book and slide it way down over this counter. Say, Samwell. You going where you got those romance novels that one time?
Your wife wants some more?
Yeah. In fact, she started renting them out to her quilt group. Nice little side business. You ever get some, let me know. You know I'll make it worth your while.
I'll keep that in mind. Ralph was right. It was a lovely day for exercise. Unfortunately, I am not a fan of exercise. I really gotta quit smoking away my paychecks. I was moving slow, but I only had to ride for about 2 hours to get to Fat Lobby's base. He was smart about picking a location, far enough away to be outside the authorities' patrols, but close enough to be convenient. I rode by some of the deadheads, and only about half of them tried to follow me. The ones that did were easy enough to deal with. The church had no congregation.
Hello? Anyone? I was told to come to this corner. Not exactly crazy about making a racket. Hello?
Up here. Hello, Detective Sift. My associate will let you in at the ground level. Oh, would you be a dear and take care of that distraction while he comes down?
That's what I get for yelling.
Splendid. Come on up.
This way, champ. I'm afraid you're gonna have to give me your gun.
This again? All right, here you go.
I hate how good you are at taking guns away from me.
Maybe point with your nose next time. Now lead.
Right this way. You come by foot?
Keep walking. What is your boss's name?
I told you last time. He likes to introduce himself.
How'd you find such a nice hideaway?
My boss has sanctuaries all over the East Coast.
Did you say East Coast?
Pardon me? I've already said too much. This way.
Come on in. Come on in. I was just preparing the mid-morning scotch. How do you take it, Detective Sift?
I prefer it without another man's gun pointing at me. Hey, I took this away from your gopher. Twice.
Just throw it over there.
How about I give it back to him?
Really?
Here. Now remember, third time is the charm.
Ain't no voodoo on me.
Please, gentlemen. Gentlemen, please have a seat. Here, your cocktail.
No, I didn't expect such nice sofas and rugs.
Yes, the previous owners seem to have left in a rush. It's almost like they floated away. Sit. There you are, my little distraction.
Holy shit, is that a poodle?
Yes, he is my beloved companion.
I haven't seen a lap dog in years. Didn't they all die when they couldn't stop their yelping around the chompers?
Most did. A few lucky ones survived, yes they did.
You travel around with him?
Yes, his name is Oscar. Oh, look, you know your name, don't you? Who knows his name?
Doesn't he give your location away?
No, unless we need him to. There can always be another Oscar, can there? Can't there? Yes, there can.
I didn't think I could be surprised anymore.
Enough of that. Introductions, so we can toast.
I think you know me.
That I do. You can call me Fat Lobby.
You don't strike me as pre-fall hip-hop.
I am far from it.
Fat Lobby, not your birth name?
Sharp nose.
Sort of obvious.
I'm happy to tell you more about me.
Mr. Fat Lobby, I'd rather hear about this hat.
Yes, straight no chaser, both in your drinks and approach, I see. Well, so, the matter at hand, the hat, it has great value to me, or rather, it has great value for someone else, a someone who can pay quite handsomely.
How handsome?
John Hamm handsome. You remember him?
I bet he had a nice chin. How much?
A finder's fee on a suitcase of Salem witches.
Been a lot of those floating around.
Yes, wealth leads a trail. You also get to keep the suitcase.
Why is this hat so special?
Oh, therein lies the tale.
I do like my tails tiny.
Indeed you do. It is Abraham Lincoln's top hat.
Honest Abe?
The one and the same.
No, I meant you.
And I mean the ex-president. You remember when we had presidents?
From the Civil War we studied as kids?
The one and the same.
I had forgotten history even existed.
Indeed it does. Some very rich people will pay a great price for artifacts from the time before the fall.
How'd you get it?
Just before shit went to shingles, I was a K Street lobbyist in Washington, D.C. While the death of that civilization raged, I raided the Smithsonian.
The old museum?
The one and the same. I raided it for days. Kermit the Frog, Dorothy's slippers, Old Glory. I had quite the inventory.
Not the most practical for survival.
I had other ways to survive. After things settled down and Medusa's snake heads squirmed their way back to wealth, the old guard, same as the new guard, wanted status. Something unique. It's not too surprising, is it? The collectors would want symbols from before the fall. No, I sell unique, one-of-a-kind collector's items. And Lincoln's hat? Well, it's funny what people want.
What's in it for me?
Well, an ample commission, my good man. 8% finder's fee if you find the hat. Another 8% if you can deliver the person who took it from me.
8% of what?
A suitcase of Salem witches, my good man.
Standard finder's fee, 10%.
10% is good for me.
So, 20% for both.
You do talk a good game. You have my head a-twirling in tailspins. Look at me agreeing to 20%. Marvelous, my good man.
Twirl, tailspin.
Yes, swirling around and around. Detective Sift, you look slightly pale.
No, it's just a fresh air stand.
Nighty night, baby.
When I woke up, my head was 1,000 bells ringing out the flight of the Valkyries. My mouth was drier than a Sunday morning in the Bible Belt. It was pretty clear what had happened. Fat Lobby had Mickey'd me. I've been Mickey'd more times than Walt. Usually when I wake up from being moused, I find myself tied up. Not Fat Lobby. He had left me where I had fallen on the couch. But they were gone. They must have left in a hustle. found some water, splashed my face, and slowly scoured the joint. It looked like Fat Lobby and his gopher Ace Gator had packed one suitcase and lickety-split. Fat Lobby left a stack of journals behind. They were the type of book they used to hand record who comes and goes at intake. I flipped through the pages while daydreaming about a nap when I noticed some red circles around various arrivals. Under expected arrivals for today, Fat Lobby had made a red, double-scribbled circle. I had to ride the bike to intake as fast as my Mickey body could go.
Thanks for listening to Season 3 of Samwell Sift Post-Apocalypse Detective. Our voice actors for Episode 3 are Nick Shaner as Ralph and Ace Gator, Rashida Moore as Fat Lobby, Kevin Patterson as Samwell Sift. Our composer is Scott McLaughlin, intros and outro beats by Space Baby, recorded by Justin Evans and Adrian Parrish, sound design by Adrian Parrish and Lost Frequency Audio. Kevin Patterson is the writer and showrunner. This is a Stationary Hobo production. Please like, share, and tell a friend. It helps so much.